This is Audible.
The Autumn Prince by Guy Haley. Performed by John Banks, Tim Bruce, Beth Chalmers, Steve Conlin, Melvin Rawlinson, and Luis Soto.
Light! The rat can infest these tunnels! Men, look to your backs! For everyone we kill, there are two in the shadows! Prince Mesa, look out! Above you!
Jedi, help me!
You should not have come here today, child of chaos!
No, no, you die, fool thing! Bring stick to fight! You dead!
This is the Song of Thorns! If it pricks you, then you die! Forever!
Well done, my lord. They didn't like that.
They're running. Cut them down.
Hold your ground. They'll slit your throats the moment you're away from the lamplight. Keep your guard up. They'll be back. Prince Mesa, what was that weapon? A wooden sword?
Not wood, as you saw. A blade of living thorn. You heard me name it. Pray I have no cause to do so again. The weapon was Alariel's gift to my clan. Rather than water, it thirsts for souls. To draw it again in your presence will seal your doom. I cannot stay it. It will pierce your skin and drink your spirit.
Then I shall not ask of it again.
You are wise.
Wise? Me? It is strange to hear an elf speak of a man so.
Men can be wise, as elves can be humble.
A rarity, then. I am not wise, no. Greedy and eager to live, that I am. I pledge to bring you to the Duskgate. We are there. We go no further. Pay me and go.
This wall of rock is the Dust Gate.
It does not look like much, but it is the gate to the walls of Shadespire. A secret way, long lost, that should never have been found. It will take you to the remains of one of the great towers. Here is the key.
There is power in this diamond.
Aye, and when you've used it, you can keep it. I'm never passing through that gate again, riches or not. You're on your own from here on out.
Then take your gold. I trust it will be enough for your services.
Fair exchange for that diamond? Not likely. That's a king's fortune right there in your fist.
I have no more, Captain. The sum is what we agreed.
I never said I wanted more. Your purse is more than a fair price for my life. I thought to make my fortune from the discovery of this gate. I've learned my lesson. There's only death beyond that door. I'll take this modest tally. You keep the diamond and the secret of the gate. May knowledge of both be lost when you die. And you will die. With your passing, no more glory seekers will go to their deaths on my account. And I'll be poor, but safe. This gold of yours will buy enough wine to drown out my memories of that dead city. For a while. A good fortune to you, Prince Mesa. May you find whatever you are looking for in that awful place. Oh no, I did not. Men! To your fate! Weapons drawn! It's a long walk back to the surface, and the rat spawn will be watching.
We are alone, Shattercap. You may come forth. Take your place on my shoulder. Tell me what you see.
I perceive nothing, O wicked prince.
Wicked I am not, Spite. To keep a mischief such as you prisoner is a kindness to all those your antics would pain. Now, tell me what you see. I command you.
I see nothing.
You lie, small evil. The gates of the Shadow Rites are well disguised, but they are never invisible, especially not to one such as you. An elf wanderer knows where there is a way, and there is one here. See, here is the lock, disguised as a fissure in the rock. The stone opens. The way is clear. Ah, do not pinch so hard. Curb your fear.
Oh, please, master. I will not go there. I will not go to the lands of glass and shadow. Let me free, I beg thee. Kind prince, good prince.
I am kind, and so I will not set you free. You would die in this city of men, away from the life-giving magics of Gairan. Take me where I need to go, and tell me what I must know. Then I shall return you to some pretty forest, far from good folk you might harm. This I swear on the nine paths of my ancestors.
I care not if I perish here. It is a better place than whither thou wouldst go. Oh, let me loose, I beg of thee. The gate field quivers. Something is coming. The remains of the damned. They spill from the Shadowlands. Oh, please turn back and free me from thine unkind bondage.
I have purpose there. Be silent.
You cannot bring her back.
I can. And I will. You remain my servant until I do. The secret to cheating death lies in the Shadespire, and you will help me find it.
So many fires outside the wall. The desert smells of bone and death. But elf, dwarven, human and greenskin, all are there. Why do they come here? Do they know not the danger?
They know the danger's all right, little evil. They come to pillage the city for Shadeglass. Sigmar's war demands mighty weapons. Many secrets are buried in this place. For these souls, power and money are more important than life.
Power and money are not what thou seek.
No, they are not.
The captain was not so clever. Think how much those outside would give to gain entrance to the wall's walk as we have. He would have been mighty rich.
Think how many would have died. Only a few who venture into this place re-emerge. For him, the weight of gold was not so heavy as the burden of a guilty conscience.
Does that mean he was a good man?
He was unusually good. He would not condemn others to this half place. Look to the inner wards of the city, where there are no fires but only darkness reflected in the glass. It is trapped between two worlds, a fell reflection of itself.
If thou wishest to go within, then I say thou art not good.
I am neither good nor bad, little mischief. I am merely desperate, and that puts me beyond issues of morality. There, the great tower at the heart of the ruins. Within are the domains of the Cataphranes. It is the chamber of Cataphrane Thanaton we must seek. He holds the answer to the riddle of death.
I like this knot. Not one bit at all. There are shades moving in the glass. Is every street the same?
The dead, who did not die, cursed by Nagash. They are everywhere in the city. Ignore them. They can do you no harm.
More? More in the glass. So many.
I said they cannot hurt you. See this woman in the glass. So beautiful. so tortured. She is dead, but cannot escape this life.
Please, please, please. I must go to the market to fetch some bread. Our children will come home soon. They will be hungry, so hungry after that day at the Scola. Please, I must go. I need to feed my boys.
A tragedy. She is caught at the moment of the city's death. If she could get out, she would not harm you. They suffer. They desire to end their pain, that is all. It is sad.
Hey, go. I see something else on the glass. A skull, glowing eyes. It is a great evil.
Nagash himself. He watches this place still. He is jealous of his soul tithe. We should not attract his attention.
No, my master. Not with what thou wishest to do.
Do not speak of it so close to our destination. We must keep to the shadows and avoid the need to fight.
Such ruin, such desolation.
And yet, beneath the bone dust, there are treasures aplenty. See, here are the jewels of emperors, and the clockwork wonders of the Duwadin. There is magic in these pictures, and art of a rough kind in the human's masonry. Even in the chandeliers that ring so mournfully. These are the personal chambers of the cataphrane Thanaton, a ruler of great power. Think of how they must have been in the days before. Ever must the glorious be lost to the jealousies of evil.
Take his treasures, let us be rich.
They do not interest me.
Does death interest thee? There are bones everywhere. There is danger here. We should leave, good master. I miss the forests. Please take me home.
So you might steal mortal children to raise as your own and gnaw upon the bones of innocent wayfarers.
I knew no better. I promise to be good.
Then learn. Atone for your sins in service to me, and you may return to your beloved woods. Alariel will judge you kindly for your help. That is our bargain. As the book said, these are the mirrors of Thanaton. His essence hides in but one of them. Use your sight. Tell me which contains the soul of the cataphrane. Warn me which are traps.
Are you sure this is the right place? The right tower?
You know it is the place. Cease your diversions. Find cataphrane Thanaton. Reveal his hiding place to me.
It is not that mirror. Break it and foil its traps. Nor that. That's not it either.
Something moves within the glass here. I see a face. Are you sure I will not destroy that which I seek?
It is a trap, the home of a hungry spirit. Destroy it before the shade within comes forth.
Five remain. Which is it? This one?
No!
He is coming!
Stop! Stop!
There he is, in the middle glass there.
The cracked mirror?
That is the one, O my prince. His form gathers. There's magic on the air.
Then call to him.
It is done.
I see him. He has kept his face and form during his time in the glass. Remarkable.
Stay away from the shade, my lord. He is too strong. Oh, would we have stayed in the realm of light. But thou wouldst not listen to poor Shattercap.
Who are you? Why do you come here to destroy what little remains of the Faneway? You break the last of the ancient wonders in your ignorance.
I know what I do. I seek the wisdom of the Cataphrane Thanaton. You are he.
Why do you seek Thanaton?
I hear his knowledge might be bought for the right price.
That it might. Come closer.
Be wary.
It is too late for that, Shattercap.
I see you now. Announce yourself, Elf Lord.
I am Prince Mesa of the Heartfelt Glades, last of my house, outcast wanderer. I come to you with a great need.
What do you seek?
Here, in this package, is all I have loved and everything I have lost.
Then show me. A female skull.
It is.
Human. A matter of the heart.
As I said.
Is this not a transgression for your kind? To love outside your own race?
My crimes are my own. They are not relevant to the service I require.
If you will not tell me, Elf Prince, I cannot help.
Yes, then. It was transgression. One that cost me my house and my family. My kind do not look well upon humanity. But I could no easier give up breathing than not love Elamar. I saw her 5 centuries ago at the edge of our holdings. I should have killed her, as our custom demands. But my heart was captured. I loved her instantly. As you say, joining with those of foreign kindreds is forbidden by our law. We ran and carved a little joy from the horrors of this age. But the spans of my kind and hers are cruelly mismatched, and it was done too soon. She wasted to decrepitude while I remained young. I wish to return her from the underworlds, for one lifetime of her love can never be enough. In all the many lands of the All 8 Realms, there is but one place I know where death might be defied. Here, in the fabled city of Shadespire.
You are too late by 1,000 years. Nagash determined that our Arth was not to his liking, and he destroyed our city for our offense against his dominion.
You still live, nevertheless. Power remains in Shadespire. Help me! The Lord of Death demanded that her soul go to the underworld of her people, and mine will go to that of the elves. We shall never be together again. You must help me. I know you can. Your name I uncovered in a book, lost in the stacks of a forgotten library. Many tomes of forbidden lore were contained there. None were more greatly warded than the book that spoke of you.
A book survived that recorded the existence of Shadespire.
And all of its wonders.
Then its wards must have been very strong if they held away Nagash. The Lord of Death will curse any who have any truck with we of Shadespire. Such was his wrath. Those who come here to pillage our treasures will learn this soon enough. For his curse lies upon all things in the city. You will bring his fury upon yourself simply by speaking of these things, by being here.
If it gets me what I want, then I do not care whose enmity is raised against me. I shall defy death itself if I must.
Then bring your love closer. I will see what I might do. That's right, closer still. Yes, I can see her. Put her up against the glass. Some of her essence clings yet to the skull. Still, it will be difficult to bring her fully back from the underworlds.
But not impossible?
Not impossible. I warn you, this half-life I have is not to everyone's liking. When Nagash came upon our land, we expected death. And oh, how we feared it. He had worse in mind. We were not released, you see. But trapped between the worlds of life and death, as this city is trapped between the realms of light and shadow. Many of my countrymen have gone mad enduring it. Some have turned to to Nagash's worship. Many are trapped in the glass of the city, doomed to relive the moment of our doom. Worse are those whose mortal bodies decayed around them, but their souls cannot leave, but remain imprisoned in cells fashioned from their own ribs and skulls. They walk the land, neither alive nor dead, and raging against their fate. Would you risk that?
Our love will keep us sane. I ask that you bring her back.
And what will I gain in return?
I have nothing but an offer of service. Bring my love, Elamar, back to me, and I shall serve you faithfully.
You will do what I ask, without question.
I will. Anything.
And your strange companion?
The forest spite is bound to me until it unlearns wickedness. It, too, shall serve until its curse is lifted.
Then you must come within the mirrors with your beloved's head, Elf Prince.
Coward not, my prince, for the good thou hast taught me. Do not leave me here alone.
You must come nearer, if you will have your desire. I can work no magic while you are distant from my mirror. You must join me in the heart of the Shadow Realms.
Very well. How may it be done?
Take up a shard of that black glass there, a dagger sheath. That will do nicely. Hold the point toward your heart, like so. Now, drive it into your breast.
Good master, no!
Open your eyes, my love.
Elamar? Is that you? Where am I?
Do you not see the dark deeps of the mirror? This is the shade glass. It is a substance that captures souls, much like the Song of Thorns.
I am not dead.
Nothing dies here. Nothing can.
And that is the greatest thing of all. You are here with me, and we shall be together. Oh, thanks be to all the gods of this and all worlds.
That is not so, my love. I cannot leave the underworlds this way. My shade can remain for but a few moments. See, my phantasmal body fades, revealing the skull beneath my face again. There is little magic here that can return my life, and none at all to return my youth. I am a hag turning into a horror, and I will soon be gone.
You are as beautiful to me as you ever were.
The underworld calls to me. You have been tricked, my love. Look behind you, back through the mirror. Thanaton wears your body. His soul has escaped its prison. You are doomed.
I apologize, little princeling. You have offered me a way out, and I have taken it. Maybe one day you will find your own escape. In the meantime, I thank you for this ageless body. Such grace your people have. I shall be sure to enjoy it.
You shall suffer for your treachery.
I think not. Cease your beating. It is no use. You cannot escape. You must bide your time until another fool comes along, and you may do as I did. Until that day, I bid you farewell.
Thou wound my master, evil shade. I will not let him perish. Quickly, my prince! Out of the glass! Out! Out! Out!
Silence!
My prince, thou yet bear the dark reflection of the Song of Thorns. Use it upon the weakness in the glass. Soul thirst against soul thirst. The magic of the elves is far greater than that of men. My master, he escaped!
Stop! Cease your advance. If you kill me, you slay your own body. You would not kill yourself!
You misunderstand the power of this blade. The Song of Thorns is a soul thief. One scratch is sufficient.
Quickly, good prince, thou fades. Act into thy body before the glass draws you back in.
How?
go within as a sleeper returns for the realms of dreams and awakens, yes? Quickly, while there is still life in thy body. Thou livest.
Elamar, where is she? Where is her skull?
I see it. Here she is, thy lovely skull.
Do not dare to lay your hands upon her, spite.
Why must thou be so cruel? Poor Shattercat means no harm. See, in the glass, her shade is yet to leave.
My love, my prince, my love, my prince.
Elamar, I will not rest until I find a way to free you from death's realm. We will be together again.
She has gone.
I will find a way to bring her back. I will. Fetch me her wrappings, so I may protect her remains until the day comes. I will let you touch those at least. You could have betrayed me.
I could. I did not.
You did not.
Does that mean I learn, my prince?
You learn. We are going. I will seek the solution elsewhere. Let us leave Shadespire to the looters. There is nothing here for us.
Thou wilt not release me? Though I will good beyond thy nature?
Not yet, Shadow.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.